Welcome to the My Shamanic Life podcast, your exploration of the intersection of shamanic Reiki, spirituality, and wildlife advocacy and activism. I'm your host, Reverend Debbie Philp, and I'm here to share insights and practices to keep you feeling grounded, connected, and real as you unveil your unique gifts to the world and step forward as an inspirational leader and changemaker in service to your circle, your community, and our Earth's wild beings. I'm recording on the Adirondack hunting territory of the Mohawk Nation of the Haudenosaunee Confederacy, ceded in 1797 without council approval. I acknowledge that my presence here is the ongoing legacy of settler colonialism, which includes the exclusion and erasure of many indigenous peoples. I also acknowledge that this land I am on was once shared with species that have been eradicated by those settlers, including the Eastern Cougar, the Canadian Lynx, the Eastern Elk, the Passenger Pigeon, and the Gray Wolf. Settle in now, and wherever you're listening, notice how the earth is holding you. Become aware of what touches the ground, the floor, your chair, or whatever is supporting you. Sink a little deeper into that support and feel your energetic roots sink down into the earth. Feel how you are held, anchored in, nourished and nurtured. You are here. The time is now. I'm so glad you're joining me for the 119th episode of My Shamanic Life. Although I don't teach much yoga now, I still tend to approach my aches and pains with yoga. Lately, I've been doing a lot of writing. And in this new world of Zoom meetings, online petitions, and emails, you may be spending more time in front of your computer for advocacy and activism. If you're noticing your neck getting tighter and your shoulders creeping ever higher towards your ears, the yoga sequence in this episode may help. It includes all of my favorite do-at-your-desk movements. Try it during your next screen break. But before we get to that, I just want to invite you to join in the next round of shamanic Reiki training. If you're catching this right when it comes out, there is still time to register for shamanic Reiki level 1, which begins on Wednesday, September 21st, and will continue for 3 Wednesday evenings. And that's 2022, in case you're catching this episode much later. Coming up in October 2022, there will be another 3-week level 2 virtual training. And then in January of 2023, we're going to begin a 6-week virtual training for the master practitioner level. You can check out all of the information about the different levels, and you can register on my website at debbiephilp.com, or you can go to myshamaniclife.com. It'll take you to the same place and go to the Shamanic Reiki page. It is also in the show notes, so you can hop in the show notes and follow the link right from there. And while you're on my website, be sure to visit the rituals and workshops page, because that has been updated and the Wheel of the Year ceremonies are returning. They are going to come back beginning with Samhain, and that will be on October 30th, 2022. So again, check those out for the rituals that are coming up. For Samhain, you're going to have to scroll all the way to the bottom because they're in order by where they fall in the Wheel of the Year. And you can register from that place. And again, that link will be in the show notes. All right, if you're ready for some desk yoga for keyboard activists, I'm going to invite you to push back from your desk a little bit if you are at your keyboard right now. If not, find a chair because we're going to do all of this sitting down. Sit in your chair a little bit forward so that you can get a fist behind your back between you and the chair back. Put both feet flat on the floor. Rest your hands in your lap. Relax your shoulders. Reach up through your crown. And let's take three deep breaths together to settle. So take a nice deep breath in and out. Another deep breath in and out. One more. Draw that breath in as deep as you can, all the way down into your abdomen. And as you let it out, let your sit bones sink into the chair. Let your feet sink a little more into the floor and feel how you're being supported from underneath. Feel your breath resume its natural rhythm and breathe in and out through your nose. Going to be focusing mainly on the neck, the shoulders, and the upper back today. If you notice any pain or strain in any of these movements or poses, please skip those movements, back off a little bit. Really be kind to your body. You are doing great work in the world. And the compassion that you extend outward, you should also send inward, because we need you to feel good in your body, in your heart, in your mind, so that we can do this work of advocating for the Earth's wild beings. Now take a moment to notice the tops of your shoulders. And gently press them towards your hips as if someone had their hands on the tops of your shoulders and was helping them down. Drop your hands down by your sides. And as the shoulders continue to ease down, reach your fingers toward the floor. Now, keeping the fingers reaching toward the floor, lift your ears so the sides of your neck begin to lengthen. Take an inhale and lift your ears even higher. And then as you exhale, tip your head to the right. So your ear falls over toward the top of your right shoulder. Let it stop where your body naturally resists. So you might feel compression on the right side, or it might be the stretch on the left side that stops you. Move your chin a little bit to the right or to the left until you find the best version for you of the stretch. Breathe with that. And just notice as you're holding here, does the left shoulder want to start creeping up? Does your right shoulder start to move towards your right ear? Drop both shoulders down and reach your fingers toward the floor. Take a breath in, and as you exhale, turn your chin down towards your right collarbone. You'll notice the stretch moves around toward the back of your neck on the left side. Now bring your left hand to the back corner of your seat. You might hold onto the chair leg there or the base of the chair back. And as you take your next breath in, keeping your head at the same angle to the right, lift your chin and then lift your left shoulder up and squeeze it to the back of your head. And as you exhale, drop your chin back down toward the right collarbone and your left shoulder back down, your hand still at the back corner of your chair seat. Inhale again, lift your chin. Squeeze your left shoulder to the back of your head, and then exhale, your chin goes back down to the right collarbone and the left shoulder drops. Once again, Chin lifts, head is still angled to the right. Left shoulder meets the back of the head. Exhale, drop your chin and drop your shoulder. Take another breath in here, and as you exhale, roll your chin down to your chest so your head is hanging forward. Move your chin a little bit right or left until you release any tension that came with your head. Drop your left hand back down to the floor, and as your fingers reach down, begin to move your shoulder blades towards each other so that your shoulders roll back and your collarbones widen just a bit. Keep your head heavy. And on your next inhale, lift your chin, bring your ears back up over your shoulders, shoulders down, fingers reaching toward the floor. On your next breath in, lift your ears again. And on your next exhale, tip your head to the left. Again, stopping wherever your body puts up some natural resistance. It might not be the same place you went to on the other side. Don't worry about that. Check in with the stretch. If you move your chin around just a little bit, do you find a better one? And then breathe with that. Tops of the shoulders down, fingers reaching toward the floor. And just allow whatever comes up in your body to come up. Releasing a little bit if you're noticing strain. Letting go of thoughts. You might have emotions bubble up here. Now take another breath in. And as you exhale, turn your chin down towards your left collarbone. Move your right hand back to the corner of your chair seat, the back leg, or the base of the chair back. On your next inhale, keeping your head angled to the left, lift your chin and then bring your right shoulder up and squeeze it to the back of your head. You might feel compression there. Exhale, release your chin down. Release your right shoulder down. Hand is still back by the back corner of your chair seat. Inhale, lift your chin. Lift your right shoulder to the back of your head. Exhale, chin goes back to the left collarbone and the right shoulder drops. One more time, inhale. Lift your chin, still angled left. Squeeze your right shoulder up. Exhale, release your shoulder, release your chin. Now take another breath in. And as you exhale, roll your chin down to the center of your chest. Move your chin around until any tension that you're feeling in your neck releases. And then let your head hang heavily. Drop your right hand back down so that the fingers of both hands are reaching down toward the floor. And gently squeeze your shoulder blades together again, broadening your collarbones. Feel your head heavy. One more breath. And on your next breath in, gently lift your chin and bring your ears back over your shoulders. Now on your next inhale, sweep your arms out to the sides until they come up the height of your shoulders. On your next inhale, turn your palms to the sky. And as you do, roll your arms back a little bit more so that your thumbs actually rotate back toward the floor. And then as you exhale, turn your palms forward and down and then drop your thumbs and rotate all the way around until the palms of your hands are facing up from the other direction. Inhale, rotate your palms forward again and then up, drop your thumbs. Exhale, turn your palms forward and down and then all the way around until your thumbs point back and your palms face up. One more time. Turn the palms up on the inhale and then forward, down, and around on the exhale. Come back to neutral and then turn your palms up. Bend your elbows and bring your hands to the tops of your shoulders, as if you had little handles there that you could hold onto. Elbows are out to the sides, shoulders relaxed. Now take an inhale and move your elbows back and bring your shoulder blades together towards your spine, opening the heart. As you exhale, bring your elbows forward, coming close to touching if they don't quite get there, and then drop your chin so that your head falls into the middle of your arms. Inhale, lift your chin as you open your elbows out and then back, shoulder blades squeezing together as the heart opens. Exhale, bring the elbows forward towards each other, drop your chin into the space between your arms, broaden across the upper back. Inhale again, elbows come out and back, heart lifts. Exhale, bring the elbows forward, chin down. Once more, inhale, bring your shoulders back as your elbows come back. And as you exhale, bring your elbows forward, drop your chin in. Inhale back to a neutral spine, elbows out to the side. Open your arms out to the side and then drop your hands down. Now inhale your arms out and up all the way overhead until your arms are about shoulder width apart. Turn your palms towards each other. Bend your elbows and bring your hands to the opposite elbows so that your head is in the frame you're making with your arms. Lift up a little bit higher so that your ribs start to lift off of your hips. And as you take your next exhale, bend your upper body to the right. Keep your head in the frame of your arms and use your right hand to guide your left elbow up over your head a little bit more. And then back slightly until your left bicep is at the back of your left ear. Take another couple of breaths here. And on your next inhale, slowly lift back up, keeping your head in the frame of your arms. On your next breath in, lift your ribs a little bit higher off your hips, and as you exhale, bend your upper body to the left. And use your left hand to help the right elbow over your head just a little bit more, so you're opening up that right side. Keep your head still in the frame, and guide the right elbow back just enough to bring your bicep toward the back of your ear. Pause here and take a couple of breaths. On your next inhale, come back up tall. Reach both hands to the sky. And as you exhale, rotate your upper body to the right. Let your right arm fall over the back of the chair and bring your left hand onto your right knee or thigh. Look out to the right and feel your body twisting from the middle of your back. Breathe up and down your spine. On your next inhale, unwind your twist. Bring both arms back up overhead and then exhale and twist to the left. Drop your left arm over the back of your chair. Bring your right hand down onto your left knee or thigh and breathe. Feel the breath moving down towards your abdomen, working its way through the constriction of the twist. As you take your next breath in, unwind your twist, bring both arms up overhead. And as you exhale, lower your arms out and down to your sides, fingers reaching toward the floor. Now take a breath in and again, lift your ribs away from your hips a little bit. As you exhale, draw your navel towards your spine to support your low back, hinge from your hips and begin to fold forward so that your abdomen comes to the tops of your thighs and your heart is heading towards your knees. Relax your shoulders completely so your arms continue to hang straight down toward the floor. Once you are comfortably resting on your thighs, Relax your shoulders and neck completely so your head falls down towards your feet. Arms are still hanging nice and loose here. Breathe and feel the way the breath moves into your back, creating a little bit of expansion and contraction down through the mid and low back. A couple more rounds of breath. And now to come out of your fold, inhale and lift just your head and shoulders until your back is flat again. Put your hands on your thighs by your knees. And on your next breath in, lift your upper body so your back is flat. If you notice you start to get dizzy, drop your chin and then lift your head last. Let your hands rest right there on your thighs. And then moving one arm at a time. Bring your arms over the back of your chair until you can take a hold of the back edge of your chair seat. And if you can't quite get there, use the base of the chair seat in the back corners. Take an inhale, get very tall. And as you exhale, draw your shoulder blades towards each other and press them down towards your hips. Lift your heart and lean back against the chair back. If it's okay for your neck, lift your chin and look up. If that creates crunching in the back of your neck, either bring your chin back to your chest or imagine that you're holding a tennis ball between the back of your skull and the base of your neck so that the neck is staying a little bit longer. You can use your hands to actually help pull your shoulders back just a little bit more. Take another breath here. And then to come out, start by bringing your chin down towards your chest. Release your shoulders forward, slide your hands out, and drop them back down along your sides, reaching down toward the floor. Now bring your hands onto your lap, resting either palms down or palms up. Close your eyes. Do a quick check-in with your body, letting your awareness flow from the crown of your head down through your neck, over your shoulders, down the length of your spine. Just notice what the sensations are like there and invite any tension to let go. And I hope you'll stay for a couple of minutes and simply be in your body. When I have to sit quietly, I like to watch my breath. And you might even use the mantra, "This is me breathing in, this is me breathing out, this is me breathing in, this is me breathing out." And I am going to leave you here to stay as long as you desire or as long as you can before you return to your keyboard activism. Honoring the divine light in all beings that connects us and makes us one. Namaste.